to talk about not judging others. Now, I know as a vegan and keto, my tendency would be to think, why isn't everybody a vegan? My transformation to plant-based veganism was sudden, it was intense. And so I've had to learn a lot about how to be compassionate and kind and loving to people that don't get it yet. And I say yet, I live with a lot of hope. I think things are changing. So how do we do that? I know some vegans can be quite militant about it and very evangelical about it. And I've learned very much so that when people are forced to change their minds, they're not going to. How often does somebody say something to you and you think, oh yeah, that's a good idea. I will become exactly like that. We have to find the way ourselves, don't we? And so I think it's really important whilst we're waiting for more people to love animals, love the planet and become vegan, I think it's really important that we stop judging people. Everybody is where they are at that time. Everybody is doing the best they can with what they've got. I really believe that all my previous experience and all the learning that I'm doing and all the reading and research about consciousness, about people, is very much that people are doing the best they can with what they've got. You are, aren't you? I'm sure you are. We do what we can with the resources we have in our personality, our emotions, our spirituality, and we're doing the best that we can all the time. And so let's stop judging others and just know that we, at some point, most of us, if not 99.9% of us who are vegans, did eat meat at some point, unless you've been brought up by parents that were vegans and absolutely believed that that was the right way to go for their children as well. And of course, I'm all for that. Then, you know, most of us ate meat at some point until we got to the place when we were ready to change and change the way that we ate and change the way that we lived. So be patient, be kind, be loving. And one way of doing this is by stopping judging yourself. So one exercise that you can do is, and I've got this from Louise Hay book and somebody else wrote it with her, I can't remember his name, sorry. And basically put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, not if you're driving, when you're listening to this, please. Hand on your heart and breathe in and out really deeply. Now, when we breathe in so that our belly goes out and then followed by our ribs and our chest, that is breathing in deeply and wholly, and it's really good for us. So breathe in really deeply and slowly so that your belly extends, and then breathe out really slowly. And when you think you've got rid of all your out breath, push a bit more out. And when you're breathing in, if you're focusing on breath to begin with, breathe in as much as you can. And when you think your lungs are full, take a few more sips of breath in, hold it for a little while, and then slowly breathe out. That's a really good way to breathe. So what I want you to do when you've got time is to stop judging yourself. When we stop judging ourselves, something magical happens and we stop judging others. So put your hand on your heart, breathe in nice and slowly and deeply, and close your eyes and just say to yourself, what would it be like to be me when I'm not judging myself? And sit with that question for as long as you can. And then say it to yourself again, what would it like to be me when I'm not judging myself? And sit with it again and think about it. And the first time I did this, I wept a little bit. It was so incredible. We can be so harsh on ourselves and be so judgmental on ourselves. Now, when we judge ourselves, that comes out onto other people. So if you think, actually, I don't judge myself very much, but all those things that irritate you about other people, what are they? Do you get annoyed when somebody is a noisy eater, for example, or is late to things, or is lazy, or is rude? All of those things, what little things are niggles for you with other people? Do you know what? That's actually a mirror reflecting back to you those things that you don't like about yourself. Now, it might be that you don't realise that. So whenever you're angry at somebody else or frustrated at somebody else, like, why do they think that, oh, I want to eat meat because I like the taste? I mean, God, that's great, isn't it? I don't mean that, obviously. But, you know, the ethics of it and the morality of it. And if you get really frustrated, really cross and want to shout and argue, actually, that is something about you, not them. Now, that might be a little tough to hear, and it might be hard to hear, but we need to go inwards and find out what it is that pisses us off about other people, because basically, that's something that is in us. I'm just starting to listen to some books or courses on shadow work. I think that's the right time for me to start looking at that. There's going to be things in me that are shadows, and shadows aren't always bad. I haven't learned much about it yet, but we have to embrace those feelings that we kind of think I shouldn't be like that, and I need to be more positive, more happy, more loving, more kind, more free, etc. And so when those fears come up, we sort of push them away. Well, I know that I do, and I think I'm learning this last week or two that actually I need to not push that away and think that's wrong, Rachel, you're so old now, you're 53, you should know better than this. Actually, what I need to start doing is addressing those and feeling those and letting them be and loving that part of me and allowing it to be released. And so I want you to be thinking, what is it that's in you that's annoying? That you feel annoyed about others with? And then what fears do you have? Do you actually think, no, I mustn't feel like that? Oh, that's, I'll deal with that later. It's so much better for us to feel that, to accept it, to love it, love that part of you, and then it can be released and let go. Don't love it so that it will be let go. Love it anyway, and then what you'll find, it is released and it is let go. I did an assembly last week, or was it this week? What's the day today? Oh, it was Wednesday today. So no, I did it last week about how not to be somebody's friend. And I know that sounds a little bit weird, but you know, we always think about how to be, well, I don't know, I do, and that's what I teach, and that's what we try and teach in the school that I'm in, which is just a lovely little school. And we try to teach people how to be a good friend, how to be good in relationships, how to be kind, how to be considerate. But what we need to do, I don't know if you can hear those seagulls, obviously I work down near the sea. What is also really important for people to know is, okay, what happens if we don't like somebody and they're just not our kind of person and we can't get on with everybody? And that's ridiculous to think that we can. And so if there's somebody in your life that actually you don't gel with, you don't get on particularly well with them, it doesn't mean that you are horrible to them. And what I did in the assembly, because obviously I'm talking to teenagers, and there's a lot of a bit sniping here and a little bit of bullying, and especially with social media, and sort of maybe even, it's not as this bad, but when I say ganging up, I mean, as far as I'm aware, it's not that bad here, but I do know that there is unkindness and there's talking about other children in the school, other students. And so what I said was, and I want you to take this on for yourself, if there's somebody you don't like, somebody who perhaps gets your back up because they are so anti-vegan, that's annoying, isn't it? That, you know, people won't eat your food or eat my food because it's vegan. Oh my God, that's another thing that I think is ridiculous, isn't it? It's crazy. There's lots of vegan food that people who are meat eaters eat all the time. Anyway, that's another frustration. I think I need to deal with that one. But what I was saying, back to the assembly. Basically, what I'm saying is with that assembly to my students about how not to be somebody's friend, it was, you don't leave somebody out. You don't talk about them to somebody else. you don't have to persuade people. You definitely don't persuade people not to like them too. Everybody also has a right to be here, whether you like them or not. So everybody has a right to be here, no matter what they've done, no matter who they are, no matter how much they might have upset you. They have as much of a right to be here as you do, as I do. So we don't then, because you don't like somebody, don't talk about them negatively to somebody else. It might just be that there's something in them that is what's in you that you don't like about yourself. It might also not be that. We can't, as I've said already, we can't get on with everybody. So not only are you allowed your opinion of other people, others are allowed their opinions of other people too. You don't have to try to change their mind. You don't have to agree with them. But if you're not going to say something nice, as my mother said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Now, try and do that. Let's be loving and kind. Let's not judge others. If you are really good at judging others, again, do that activity. Stop judging yourself. So don't forget, everybody does have a right to be here. Don't, if you're in a team or in a group and there's that person that you don't like within that community, don't leave them out. Okay, don't leave them out. There are people in my past that I thought, I really don't click with that person, or I disagree with that person at some level. But then I've done something and some work with them, or socialized with them at a party, or sat next to them and spoken to them. And I thought, good grief, they're actually so different than my assumption about them. Now, we all know what assume stands for. It spells out ass out of you and me. And so, you know, assumptions are a really bad thing. Okay, so that is all that I'm going to say today. I know it's a short one. I know it's a quick one. And keep tuning in. If you enjoy my podcasts, do leave comments, share them, and do hit the follow button. And I will see you again next episode.